Conditions at the Bonneville Salt Flats are good enough to support Speed Week races for the first time in 3 years. KUER's Esther Rady reports.
Over the past 2 years, organizers have canceled the event because of mud and rough salt. Bill Latin is president of the Southern California Timing Association. That's the group responsible for organizing the Speed Week races.
It's just a little sad that we've missed a couple years now. 2014 was a bad year. We were 100% set up, ready to race, and then Mother Nature rained so much that it was impossible to conduct any kind of speed trials.
The mining company Intrepid Potash takes some of the salt byproduct from its operations and pumps it back onto the salt flats. Latin says the salt pumped out last year was bumpy and only created a thin layer of salt over the mud. This year the salt is strong enough to prepare a racetrack.
I think that it's the salt that's been pumped out there is thicker now, so we're able to break the high spots off and fill the low spots and smooth it out better.
Dennis Sullivan is the president of the Utah Salt Flats Racing Association. His race is planned for September, but he had to cancel a test and tune run earlier this summer because some of the areas on the salt were too wet.
It's very fragile. The salt is quite thin. And with the number of vehicles we would have, support vehicles and crews and stuff, we felt that it would be detrimental to the salt itself for to have that many cars go across that wet, fragile salt.
Sullivan says as the weather warms up and the water disperses, the salt will get harder and be safer to race on. Esther Rady, KUER News.